entanglers and barbecue sauce, the brisket burger, and the big hog. Not just new toppings, new burgers, period. Only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile, 482-3621.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Well, with the after the series against Ferris State, Coach, we dropped to a tie for sixth place in the WCHA standings with Lake Superior State. You get that feeling that we're going to be right with those guys, right down to the wire. It seems like we're always tied with Lake State. But what are you thinking right now on the standings, where we're at? We're at 14 points. The home playoff spot right now is Bemidji State with 18 points. We're not far behind.
And that's why it's so important. These games are so critical, and these goals are so critical in these games. I mean, you know, our league officials have to understand that, and I think the league office, and I'm sure they do, but let's get the right calls on the ice. And where we stand, you know, we're not in a bad spot. We're not in a good spot. We're right there, and I think, you know, we have two games in hand on Bemidji, you know, but we have to take care of business ourselves, and that's the most important thing, you know, not scoreboard watch or looking at other teams. Now, obviously, this week, and we don't play, so the standings are going to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden these games become, I don't want to say must wins, but if we want to get home ice in the playoffs, we have to start finding a way to win these close games.
Northern has kind of set themselves up nicely, even though they're below us in the standings. They have quite a few games at hand on a lot of teams They had another bye week this past
week. Well, they do. They've got, I think, four games in hand on us. So basically they win one game and they go by us, and they should be able to win one of the, you know, their four games, no question. So the beauty of that is we get to play them twice. So, you know, a couple teams that we're in contention with, we get to play. So, you know, Alaska gets to come here. Northern, we get home and home. So, you know, three out of those four games are huge. We've got a homestand, basically. We'll start with Ferris. Even though we go to Bowling Green, you know, we're going to play, I think, seven of our next nine games at home. And that's where we need our fans' support. And, you know, we have to take advantage of home ice. So I like our schedule going forward. I like that we get to play Ferris again. You know, even though they're a tough team, you want to play those teams. There's a great atmosphere. That's what I told our team. Those are the teams you want to play. You want to go into their building when it's, you know, sold out. I mean, you can't find a seat to sit in their rink. A loud environment, playing a top five team is a great environment. I thought our team played very well and showed well, even though the results weren't what we wanted to get.
A couple other questions trickling in here, Coach.
Sure.
With some bad calls by referees, do you see a difference in quality of referees from the old WCHA to the new WCHA?
Not really. I thought they did a good job on Friday night, and I haven't had to talk to the referees or the head referee much this year, I think only two times, and basically the Bowling Green series, where I was pretty upset with what went down there. And then obviously, you know, Saturday night. I mean, it just, like I said before, I mean, we take this very seriously. This is our full-time job. And, you know, you just ask that they get it right, especially on goal situations. They're going to miss penalties in the game both ways. And, you know, I can live with that. But when it affects, when the outcome is on a goal, anytime it, and goals are so hard to come by. And in our league, games are so tight and the standings are so tight that you have to get it right.
So they go on to say, did some of the quality ones go to the Big Ten and other new leagues, or do they all come from the same pool?
Well, they're all over the place a little bit. You know, we have quite a few refs that were in the WCHA last year, some CCHA refs. I thought they did a real good job up at Lake State the weekend before. One former WCHA and one former CCHA ref did a real good job. So I overall, I'm pretty happy. You know, I even wrote Steve Piotrowski, the overall head of rules and that, how he runs the Big Ten refs, how really impressed with his referees in the GLI and what a great job they did. And I couldn't even remember who one of the referees was. And I said, that's when you know they're doing a good job. You can't even remember it. And same with the Lake State. I couldn't remember one of the referees was. And anytime a coach, you leave the building and you can't remember who the refs were, that's a good thing because they don't have any outcome or any influence in the game. And that's what you want. The refs have bounced around a little bit. And, you know, Big Ten picked some guys and then the National League picked some guys, and you know we kept some guys, but overall the quality of the referee in our league has been very good. You just want them to get the calls right.
Now the question, Coach, coming in, why do the players stand the whole game versus sitting between shifts?
Well, they're anxious. I think that's what it is. It's nerves, it's energy, and they want to get out there. And, you know, I'm a guy, I tell them quite a bit, that, you know, just sit down and relax, you know. But some guys just can't relax. They're so anxious, they're so into the game. You know, it's not like on, you know, like football, you see their guys pretty much stand, you know, on the benches the odd time. They might go out defense after a long series. But guys like to stand up. They're anxious. Just to get out there, and they're into the game.
Because he goes on to say that in the NHL, you never see guys standing up. They always sit down.
No, and part of that, I think, is an 82-game schedule and all over the place and, you know, and travel and whatnot. I don't know. Maybe they're not as excited to get on.
Well, you watch volleyball, though. They stand, and I always thought that maybe some guys like if you like to get the circulation going better if they're standing.
Well, some guys do, too, for your legs and, you know, on heavy legs and whatnot. But and you'll see a lot some guys sit down in different periods of the game. So, but good observation.
Yeah, thanks for the questions. We do appreciate it. Going back to the standings, Coach, and the rest of the schedule, you were talking about the home schedule and how important it is to get points when we're at home and points when we're on the road, of course, when we can. But
sure.
These home games are so important, aren't
they? Well, they are. I mean, we've got seven home games. We played, I think, fairly well at home this year. Even the Bowling Green series, I mean, we really outplayed them the Friday night, and Phoenix had a tough night, and then the Saturday, we had the lead and ran into some issues late in the game. Bemidji, we outplayed them, outshot them both games, so we've played well at home, so I'm really looking forward to getting some home games bunched up here. It seems like we haven't played at home at all this year, but it's nice to have Ferris coming in because they'll have our attention. We won't be looking by them, you know, just because of the series we just played and because of where they are in the standings and the national rankings.
Are you at all surprised about the Michigan-Wisconsin series, Coach, at all this week?
A little bit.
I did watch a little bit of Friday's game after our game. I was able to see some of that.
Well, a little bit, you know, without watching it. It's hard to say, you know, but I think Michigan's got a real good deep team, as Wisconsin does. But and I know Wisconsin was out without Cordellis and
right.
Little, so I thought that might affect them more than look like it did.
And what about other WCHA series over the weekend? Anchorage seems to be playing some pretty good hockey.
Yeah, you know, well, here you go. You know, Anchorage, I think, gets outshot 28 to 10. So Anchorage generates 10 shots on goal. They score two. And they win the game, you know. And I was listening to Coach Hastings' comments after the game and how he was lamenting, you're not going to win many games when you score one goal. And, you know, they got to get to the net more and battle for rebounds. And, you know, it's almost like I wanted to play for that for our team on Saturday. But I feel his pain. And then the next night, again, you know, they outplay them, it looks like, and come away with one goal again.
36-16 were the shots
36-16
on Saturday.
So
night.
They're running in a little bit like us. But that's a tough trip. You know, they stayed up there, and I thought they would have the advantage. You know, we on that trip we went 2-1-1, and they went 1-3. Mm-hmm. So they'll probably have a different feeling about staying up there than we did. So, but it's tough. This league is tough. You got to show up every night and play, else you're going to get beaten.
Yeah, and you look at what Anchorage had to go through. You almost wonder if they used that as kind of motivation or,
Well, it might have been better for them, Dick.
That's what I mean.
Might have been better for them because, you get on a schedule down there, you get better practice time because if they would have left like Sunday or Monday to get home, it usually wipes out that first couple practice days. Mm. Where here, they got a chance to stay and get some real good practice days in, take a day off probably closer to competition and be fresh. But having said that, it looks like they got outplayed. They just got great goaltending and, steal a game. That's the other thing we need. We need our goalies to steal some games for us, and I don't think we've had that. Maybe in Fairbanks one night, where they've steal a game or just find a way to make a save here or there that can be the difference.
Coach, we got to go. We're out of time.
Sounds good,
Dirk. See you Saturday, okay?
We'll see you Saturday.